Some of my fondest memories with my mom and dad center around sports, and particularly, you know, as a distance runner myself, I can't tell you how many miles my mom, for instance, has biked while I went out for long runs, or even now, you know, she'll kayak as I, or my dad will kayak as I go swimming to train. But something that's always really cool for me is that, you know, since competing as, you know, as a little boy and things, I can always recognize my parents' voice at sporting events. Now, I haven't performed, you know, or had races in vast crowds, but there are moments when I'm like, I'll hear their voice and then look and think, how on earth did I hear my mom's voice? It's not like, well, she might have been louder than everybody, but there's a lot of people cheering at the moment. But there's something about being with her my whole life, or and with my dad, that I recognize their voice out of the crowd. That's really touching. It's really neat for me and inspiring, you know, when I'm dead tired in the middle of a race or something, to hear just my mom's piercing cheers or my dad's just boisterous yell to encourage me. You know, we hear today that as Jesus continues in this analogy of the shepherd, that my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. You know, sheep are the same way. They recognize the call of their shepherd. I mean, you could, in rural areas, remote areas, especially where, you know, people are still literally like nomadic people raising flocks of sheep or goats, you could have them all watered together, and one shepherd could do their cry, start walking away, and all their sheep or goats would follow them. And vice versa, where the shepherd knows their sheep, right? They can tell their voices. They have unique voices even. The animals' cries are different. It's much like for those of you who have pets. You know, you can recognize your dog's bark, for instance, and vice versa. The dog recognizes your voice. And so let's just think about some of those realities when we think about Jesus saying, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. That we know Jesus' voice. There's a reason why we're here on a Tuesday morning at Mass. It's because we've heard the shepherd's voice. He knows our voice as well. So just this profound imagery of Jesus continuing as the good shepherd, hearing us and knowing that we hear him as well.